From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our gospel program. It's good to gather together once again around God's Word. We will be considering the closing verses of John chapter 16 today, that is, verses 25 to 33. Just a little word about tonight's program. We commence a new study entitled Conversion, the Dawn of a Heavenly Morning in the Soul. It's based upon Luke chapter 1 and the verse 78. Do join me at 9 o'clock this evening. Now here is a hymn, and I hope you will enjoy it, just before we turn to our Bible study. The hymn is sung for us by the Whitfield Choir, and it's entitled Jesus Saves. Our subject today I have entitled Plainness of Speech, a Profession of Faith, and Peace in This World. John chapter 16, the verses 25 to 33 is where we are looking. In these verses we come to the end of what may be termed the farewell address by the Saviour to his disciples. For soon he is to be arrested, and his disciples will have little opportunity of seeing him, never mind speaking to him, until after his resurrection. It is good that this farewell ends with the disciples speaking of their faith in Christ. They were soon to act in apparent denial of their profession, but that was a temporary attitude from which they were recovered by the grace of God. The first thing that I wish to point out to you is this. Notice the fact of progressive revelation. Now, what do I mean by that? We'll look at verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. God reveals his truth to his people in a progressive and gradual fashion. That may be seen when you compare the Old Testament with the New Testament. The Old Testament is primarily types and shadows and pictures, whereas the New Testament has much greater plainness. That principle is followed out also in the life of the individual Christian. We start off as babes and are fed on milk, but we should grow in grace and in knowledge, and so graduate to stronger meat from God's Word. Listen to these verses. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Again, I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Let me read some more. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews chapter 5 and the verses 12 to 14. May I just ask you, Christian, today, what is your spiritual diet? Is it milk or meat? Have you progressed in your understanding of the Word of God? Or is it still, by and large, a closed book to you? Secondly, it is the privilege of the Christian to have a plain and clear knowledge of God. It is a deception spawned by the devil to think that we cannot have a clear knowledge of God. Some, because they believe this, do not bother to seek after the Lord, but rather let the minister or their spiritual overseer handle the matter for them. Each one who claims to be a Christian must be a possessor of a personal and growing knowledge of God. In John chapter 17 and the verse 3, the Savior says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To possess eternal life goes with a possession of a knowledge of God. The Lord Jesus came to show us plainly of the Father. If we do not have such a knowledge, then we are not the subjects of Christ's teaching. The words of Matthew 11 and the verse 27 should be borne in mind. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Many mistake knowing something about God as knowing him personally. That is a grave mistake to make indeed. I know something about the President of the United States. I would recognize his picture, but I don't know him, nor does he know me. To know something about Christ is not the same as knowing Christ as your Savior. The third thing, notice that to love Christ is a pleasing thing in the Father's eyes. Verse 27 of our passage reads, For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I am come out from God. There is nothing more pleasing to the Father than for sinners to love Christ. Even love and faith, as weak as that of the disciples at this stage in their lives, was nevertheless pleasing to God, and brought down upon their heads the blessing of his grace and his love. Both the Father and the Son knew that these men would soon forsake the Savior, but their love and faith, as weak as it was deemed to be genuine, and therefore brought God's blessing upon them. These disciples would soon be cast under a dark cloud of doubt and despair, but they were not cast off by God. They were not cut off, for a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Isaiah chapter 42 and the verse 3. Let me make a fourth point. We are reminded by the words of the disciples how little the best of Christians know of their own hearts. They spoke confidently here of Christ. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask of thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Verse 30. But these same men would soon forsake the Saviour. Little did any of them imagine that they were capable of such a sin. They simply did not know their own weakness and the power of the enemy. This they had yet to learn, and that by bitter experience. Paul, when an old warrior, wrote this of himself: "When I am weak, then am I strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 10. The psalmist said, "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe." Psalm 119 and the verse 117. Faith in Christ is always found in the company of distrust of self and of deep humility. The more we know our own weakness, the more we will cling to Christ and thereby be strong. My final point is this: Christ is the sole and true source of peace. "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Verses 32 and 33. These are indeed the closing words of Christ to his disciples before his arrest, his trial, and crucifixion. Soon great trouble would break upon his disciples' heads, but Christ was assuring them here that they would be kept in peace during that trial and preserved through it, for he is the overcomer of all his and his people's enemies. Trouble will be the constant companion of all those who love Christ, and that in every age, but through him we will be preserved. We can comfort ourselves in the midst of life's troubles by these words of our Redeemer: "Let us face trouble as did the psalmist. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Psalm 42 and the verse 5. Lean on these words of comfort today, dear listener. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock around the Word of God once again. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.